Okay, we are going to start a little bit this way. Maybe it will be nice because I don't know if this will be working. And I see you have computers and it's not so much people there. And I upload the presentation on Fronter. So maybe if you can sit like together, open Fronter and open the presentation and I will see you. Now we are on the slide one, now we are on the slide two and something like that. We can do it like this if you want. And if they're starting working, we can continue on presentation like normal. So please, if you can, sitting together or open your computer if you have, and open Fronter page and open like for a lesson which is with this date today and the name is Triple Bottom Line. So if you have this presentation, it will be okay. I can use it like the print one and we can start doing things together. Okay, so first slide, it is just introduction. Can you find this? You have to, in the first page, it's like for a lesson. Click. There's like two boxes. One is bodycraft, one is ethic. And the ethic part, like the last one, is the presentation for today. Maybe I can help you. Yes. No. Go this one. This one. This last one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Chat. Okay. So, the first slides just make like review what we did and where we are. So we are still using these books, and today we are going to spend time with a triple bottom line. And it is like the third lectures which I'm having with you. And just very short, what did we last lecture? It was first we were speaking and trying to define what does it corporate social responsibility mean. And then we were speaking about Milton Friedman and about the Carroll Pyramid. And then there is like slide what we are doing on seminars. And this Friday, we are going to do a stakeholder strategy in your company, which you choose. So if you are interested about this part, you are welcome to Friday seminars. And what we are going to do today, now I'm in this slide. It's like the topic for today, this slide. We are going to work with chapter knee. It will be like the most important chapter for this day. And there is also chapter 10. And in chapter 10, there are some examples from Norway and from global world. So if you want, and now if you want, please read this chapter 10 alone. And now we are going to start with the lecture. What we are going to do today. So if you can continue the slides, it is this slide, what we are going to learn today. And then I will continue with the lecture. Today, we are going to spend time with this triple bottom line. We are going to use these three main pillars. I was drawing this picture, I think, every lecture. Also, Aris was drawing this picture every lecture. These three circles. And today, we are going to more deeply what is inside, give some examples from companies and just to know what concrete companies do in this three part. First part, it's like the social part. Second one is environmental part. And the last one is economy part. In this lecture, we are going to spend time a little bit more with the social part, a little bit time with the economy part, not so much with environmental part, because Aris was taking this part in his bodycraft lectures before. So I am now like in this picture, and then we continue here on this slide. This is like the description where you can find this framework in your Pensum book. It's like 193 page in your Pensum book. So if you want also continue this in your book, you can open and see it. And I would like to speak a little bit about the invention, who came with this framework. It was John Elkington from Great Britain from 1994. He also published the book in 1998 about this topic. What is the main, like the beginning of the topic was that, then I'm continue in the next slide. It was like that before he came with this invention, it was like that company just trying to see what is the profit and what is the loss. They call it like bottom line, not like triple bottom line, just bottom line, just seeing the profit and loss. But then came some economist and thinking, is it really true if the companies have like just concerning about profit and loss, is it enough? Because then they find out there's companies which producing, for example, externalities, and these externalities are not paid by companies, and they are paid by society. So finally, it was not like profit for society if the company was making the profit, because the loss, this pain of externalities, according, for example, pollution, have to be paid by society. So finally, as a like profit from the business was like minus, like loss, because nobody was paying this a loss from the company, like the externalities. So some economists came with this and say, this is not a true. We should see on the company on a little bit broader way, and we should thinking not just about the economic profit and loss, but we should also think about the more aspects. So he came with this social part and with this environmental part, which should be part of this triple bottom line system. And then it is this concept used in a lot of different point of views, a lot of companies using this concept in their performance, and also some standards using this And now there is a huge discussion what should be the fourth part of this. Some literature says that it could be something what is called like purpose, something what is called like progress. What does it mean, purpose? In this purpose, they are thinking that it could be something what they called like a spirituality. What does it mean, this spirituality? They are saying that the fourth part of triple bottom line could be something more that managers and peoples which trying to do CSR, they should also thinking about their spirit, about their needs to be good, to do things good way. So they are thinking like this way. It goes a little bit. It goes a little bit with. Thank you. What was the problem? Something inside. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm sorry for that. So we can continue normal. So now we are on the slide. So I'm speaking about the fourth part of triple bottom line, which could be like the future of this framework. And one part was this purpose or progress. There's no decision which part it will be. But if we are thinking about this purpose, about this spiritual way, it is about spirit of the managers which decided to do the things good way. And finally, it will be like that the CSR activities will be doing like normally, like in every actions, in every operations, according to this, because everybody would like to behave like that. So it is maybe like the dream to finish with this concept, but it is something beginning, something new, what's happened in this part of triple bottom line. The second possibility, it could be like the progress. They call it progress, and it's something what is called like adaptive innovation. And it is about the innovation which should be adaptive and will be able to change according some changes. But it is the future. Nobody knows how it will be. It is just some thinking of some authors, how it will be with the fourth part of triple bottom line. So it was just basic information about the concept, what you are saying, like every lecture on the table. Now I have a very short question for you, because we are going to spend time on social part of this. We are going to spend time a little bit with economy part, and we are going to spend very short time with environmental part. And now we are going to the social part. And my question is, can you tell me some examples, very concrete examples from company? What does it mean to have some social activity, some social behaving in the company? Do you have any idea what it could be? No idea? Okay. But I hope that, for example, in your exam, you are going to be able to see some examples of social part of CSR. So examples. I put here just some examples. You can find much more. One example, and we a little bit speak about this, it was philanthropy. We are going to speak a little bit more today about employee benefits. We can also use like gender equality, human rights, no child work, and more, a lot of more examples. It also depends in this part of social part which type of company you are. It depends also in which type of land you are producing your goods and making services, and also what part of your customers are the part of your business. And then it could change the social behavior of the company. But today I choose this social pillar, and according what we learned last lecture, we were speaking about the stakeholders, and in this social pillar, companies concerning about internal stakeholders and external stakeholders, and in this internal it is employees, and in this external it's almost some local community, non-governmental organization, or other interests organizations. So, and what we are going to do today now, I'm going to use a little bit table and prepare what we are going to do. So we have social pillar, and I divided the social pillar in two parts, internal and external, according to stakeholders. So you have like social pillar. And we are going to spend time with internal and external. And in this internal part of a social pillar or social policy of the company, we have like three parts. First part, it's like obligatory social policy of the company. What does it mean? If the company has some employees, they have some obligations. There are some laws according you can employ employees, you have to pay wage, people should have some holidays and something. It is something what you have to do as a company if you have an employee. So it's obligatory social policy. We are not going to spend time with this, because something what is obligatory is not the part of CSR, because we said that CSR is like a voluntary concept, doing something more. Then we have the second part of internal social policy, which we can call like contractual social policy, and it's about trade unions. If in your company is a trade union, is our trade unions, it means you should make some contracts with them, and you should communicate and doing some social policy according to this. And we are also not going to spend this time on this trade unions negotiations and something what's happened between these two groups, like employer and trade unions. But we are going to spend a little bit time with this voluntary part of social policy, and it is the example of CSR. Something what company is doing a little bit more than what is obligatory, then they negotiate with trade unions, something more. And we are going to spend time with this. And in external part of social policy, we are going to contending about the local community. And I choose two examples how you can deal with this. Like one is like a philanthropy concept, and one we are going to explain cost-related marketing. And in this voluntary social policy in internal social pillar, the first will be employee benefits. So we are in this internal part, in this voluntary and first example will be employee benefits. And again, are you able to say some examples of employee benefits, what it could be? Employee benefits, because if you go to the job, you have like the salary, and sometimes you can have some employee benefits. And it's changed. It's very changed in the countries. It's different in Norway, it's different in United States, it's different in Great Britain. It depends in a lot of factors, like how it is in the state, what are the laws, and something. But examples, I hope you are able to find some examples of employee benefits. Just one, maybe two. What it could be. For example, you, if you're going to the job after this school, what you are going to interest about, just about the salary or something more? Get it, maybe, I don't know how it is here, but maybe it could be like the next education. Maybe your employer can pay like a foreign language study or something like that. Is it employee benefits? Yes, it is. So I put here some examples. What does it mean, employee benefits? Employee benefits means that you are getting something more than money. It's very often some like non-wage, not money compensation. It means you are getting something, but not like the cash money to your account. Examples. For example, it could be if you are like an employer who is working, for example, in Norway, and you are going to be sent to other country, like expatriate from the Norway, for example, to start the business there, the company is paying your house in the foreign language, for example. It is employee benefits, and they are paying your house in foreign language, and they are also paying your wage. Maybe they are paying your education in the language in the country and something more. So it could be housing. It could be a special type of insurance. This type of insurance are more typical in United States because they don't have so strong public health insurance system. They have a little bit different system. So the companies pay insurance to employees. It is also, for example, more weeks of holiday because, for example, according to the law, the employees should have, for example, 4 weeks, but your employees give you one more, so you have like 5 weeks. Is it employee benefits and something like that? And so you can find a lot of different type of employee benefits. I can also give you an example from my country, from Czech Republic. In Czech Republic, we have employee benefits according to food because it's normal. If you are going to job, you should have time for food, but also the employer should support this meal, this eat for you. Normally it is like that you have like the canteen, and if you buy some food in the canteen, it's a little bit cheaper. But if the companies do it, then they don't have these possibilities, they give you a special cards or special papers, and with these papers, it's not the money, it is just print the amount of the money on the paper, you are going to restaurants, you are going to shops, and you are able to buy food in these papers. And why they are doing this? Because of, for example, taxation. Because if the employees would like to give you more money just to your account, they should be taxed. But this money, which are on the special bonds, which you use just for food, they are not taxed. They are not taxed on the side of employer. They are not taxed on the side of employee. So it is a benefit for employees. So there are a lot of different type of benefits you can find. I was also checking some funny employee benefits, and I find one example from Great Britain, and the example was about that the employees can take benefits paying insurance, like health insurance, for their dogs and for their cats. It was a little bit, for me it was a little bit funny, but it's possibility to have like this such of benefits you can offer to your employees if they are interested. So employee benefits are one part of social policy, which is internal and which is voluntary. It depends on the company what type of employee benefits they have. But to now, I would like to a little bit speak about the system, how to work with employee benefits. The system is called cafeteria system. So it is like how to deal with employee benefits. You can see, you can spend a lot of money using these benefits. And still you are a company and you should think, is it effective or is it not effective? Does really employees like these benefits? Did they use it or how does it work? So if you are like a huge company, maybe 10,000 employees, it could cost a lot if you have some benefits. So you should think a little bit clever. And there are some systems which can help you. This is one of these. This is a cafeteria system. The system is saying that it is not so much clever to have like the benefits for everybody. Maybe if you have, for example, men or women, they are not interesting about the same benefits in the moment. Maybe you have like young women and old women, and they are also not interesting in the same benefits you offer. So there are a lot of differences. And companies thinking that it is much more effective if we give employees these benefits which they would like to have, not the benefit they don't want. For example, if you go to the job, it is like the first job, you are not so much, for example, interesting about pension insurance. Maybe you are more interesting about benefits which can reach your skills, for example, language or something like that. So, and then you can choose. And this cafeteria system is about this. They are saying it is not clever to use all benefits for everybody. Everybody should choose what he would like. And this system helps. First point is everything for everybody. It is not this point of view. Then they are saying it could be like the system of buffet. It's like that you have like the package of the benefits and you have some intent, for example, money or intent points, and you can spend these points for some benefits you would like. It could work like that, for example. You have like the salary, which is like every month the same, but then your boss have the possibility to give you some special intern money because you was working good, you finished the project, so he would like to give you a little bit more, but he's not able to give you money. So he gives you this intern money on these intent points, and then you are going to the system in your company and choose which type of benefits you would like and spend this intern money for this. It could be, for example, higher education in language. Maybe you can also use some money for some discount in some sports place, or I don't know. It depends on the company. So they say it or call it like buffet. It's like intern money and you can buy what you want. It's like the normal shop. And then you can also use the system which is called like a system of alternative menu. And it works like that you have also this intern money or intern points you would like to use, but not like you choose everything what you want. First you choose like one packet, and in this packet you choose what you want. The packets could be like the health, education, I don't know what more, free time. So you first choose like the packet of benefits which you would like to choose, and then in these packets you can choose what you want. They call it like alternative menu, this type of how you should deal with benefits. So it is like the system that supporting not giving employee benefits to everybody. Just what you want, you can choose. It is much more effective. So it was the example of social pillar, internal, voluntary employee benefits, and the system how to deal with this was cafeteria system. Now I would like to speak a little bit about philanthropy. It is social pillar, external, and it's philanthropy, which is the way how you spending money in the community. We can spend maybe like 1 hour speaking just about this topic, but I just choose two possibilities how you can deal with this very concrete in your company. The first is called the matching fund, and this fund is about spending money in your local community with cooperation with employees. You as a company, for example, would like to support something in your community, like, for example, building new gym in the local community. And also you said to your employees, are there any employees they would like to contribute on this, send their own money? And they say, yes, we would like. And the company say, if the employees, for example, give 10,000 Norwegian crowns, we make the triple times more. So this is the system of matching fund, trying to interest employees on some project and put money together like the company and employees as a whole. So it is the example of matching fund, how to doing philanthropy with employees together. Then we can use the concept which is called cost-related marketing. It's going a little bit more with the marketing. And it's about cooperation between company and the customers. And they are trying to support one project together. So matching fund was about cooperation employer and employees. Corporate cost-related marketing is about cooperation between employer or company and customers. How does it work in this cost-related marketing? Cost-related marketing is about marketing, which is trying to sell some product, and some money from the sale goes to some social action or to some local community or something like that. For example, maybe you see a lot of advertisements that if you are buying this product, 5% or 10 crowns goes somewhere to support something. I think here in Norway use this concept, Miss Stomberg. They are producing some clothes. But I put here one example, which was the first example from this concept. It was used in United States of America. It was according to American Express credit card. And they came with the idea that if you trying to pay with credit cards and getting the credit card, the money from this purchase go to reparation of a Statue of Liberty. So it was like the deal. There was like one organization, they would like to repair the Statue of Liberty, and there was like American Express, where they try to promote their product, make people using their product a little bit more. They go together and prepare campaign and said, if you are going to use this credit card, we are from each deal use $1 and send to this organization which is going to repair statute in United States. And finally, it was very effective. They get a lot of money for this reparation, and also they reach the production, not production, the selling the credit cards and using the credit cards in their customers. So it is again using this like the social way of thinking to support something what help to the society, and also you reach the profit like the company. So it is the example how you can use this social policy effectively for you and also for society. And we call this principle when somebody getting also something from the business is, we call it like win-win strategy. It means that two partners grows together as a whole. It was this non-government organization, and it was American Express together. So I was speaking about philanthropy, and it was like matching fund and cost-related marketing, like the examples of this. Now I'm going to use some examples from companies. In the social part, I use three examples or two examples, which are from my country, and I choose them because they are interesting, and they are like the new way of thinking in the social part of the company. First, I choose a concept which goes from company which is called Vodafone. It is something you have here, it's like Telenor. And they are just prepared the project which going in the social part of external policy. They prepare project which they called YEAR. And it's like that. They decided to spend some money on philanthropy action. They would like to support something. And they thinking, can we just use the money and put some organization, and can we find some more interesting project? And they find this project, and it's like that. They said, if you, like everybody in the country, are interesting to support some non-governmental organization and came with a good project, we are going to support you going to this organization for 1 year, and we are going to pay your salary, which you had before in your normal job. So it works like that. For example, me, if I decided to support some non-governmental organization and I have very good idea, I send the proposal to this company and said, I would like to help this non-governmental organization, for example, change internal structure, making new web page or something like that. And they say, okay, it's important, it's interesting. They said, okay, you can go. I stop my job for 1 year, getting like the permission. And then I go to this non-governmental organization. This non-governmental organization is not paying me. It is Vodafone who is paying my salary. And the salary is completely same, which I had before. And this is the concept which trying to support local community, which also trying to support like the people. And it's concept how you can spend the money for philanthropy interesting way. So this project they called YEAR. Then I choose example from Škoda Auto. Probably you know this producer of the car. They are producing cars in the Czech Republic. It is a group of Volkswagen group, but they have like the special project in the social part of social policy. It is an internal part, and it's dealing with the employees. They call it Zebra, and this project is about innovation. They are trying to support employees to come with innovations. And they said, if you came with innovations from your working place, we register it, we find it if it is effective. If it is effective, we can starting with this innovation in your working place. And if we spend if we save a lot of money from this, you are going probably to get the car just free of charge. So it is the project which they are trying to support innovations, which goes from the employees in the working place. And they said, you can use, if we find out that it's effective and it spent a lot of money, probably you are getting the car and you can use it. It will be like your cars. And if it is not effective, you are getting the points which you can, for example, use in cafeteria system and spend and get some employee benefits. So this project is like how to motivate employees in their working place coming with the innovations. And also it is effective for employer, like for the producer, because then after the innovation, if it is effective, they save some money. So it is again the example how you can motivate employees and also a little bit save money in your company. And the next example is going from a producer of beer. Maybe you know this producer, Pilsner Urquell. They are it's also a Czech company producing in the Czech Republic. And they have a program for supporting local community. They call it like Pilsner Urquell for local community. And it's about that, because they are producing beer in the town, and they have a lot of employees which working there, so it is like very important company in the region. And they had a lot of problem, because every day a lot of organizations and people came to the company and say, give us money, we would like have a money, give us money, just support us, you are a huge company, give us. So, and they were thinking, it is not effective. It is not effective for us. It is not effective for local community. We should find a little bit different way how we would like to support local community. And they do it like that. They prepare like the budget for 1 year. We are going to spend this amount of the money in this community. And then they open like a deadline, and a lot of organization and people can send the proposals. So they send proposals, and then they sit and choose like 10 best proposals they would like to support, and then print these 10 proposals in newspapers, in local newspapers, and people living in the city vote which activity, which project they would like to support. So they involve community to decide it what they should support. And this project is very effective. They use it maybe 5 years now. And it's about supporting the community. And the community can involve who get the money, because you can first send the proposals, and then it's like the company can choose like the 10 which are the most important. So also company can decide it. But the last choice is made by people living in the community according to the voting. So this is an example of external policy, external social policy, and how to deal with the philanthropy, how to spend the money in the community, like the effective way for the community and also for the company. And before we are going to stop, because we are having the break, I have a question, and please try to give me some examples, because we are stopped with this social part of these resilkers from the triple bottom line, and the next lecture I'm going to spend time with this economy part and something more. And I have a question. Can you give me some examples what it could be in this economy part of CSR, what company can do? It's a little bit difficult in this economy part. I think the much more easy is maybe this is environmental part. We can have some examples. Now we can have some examples from social part. And is there any examples from economy part? Okay, so if not, take break 15 minutes and then we are going to continue. Maybe you are find some examples after the break. Okay, so we can continue. Before I'm going to start with the second part of the lecture, just let me to say again what we are doing, because the beginning was a little bit problematic because of the computer and because of the data projector. So what we are doing today, we are spending the time with the three circles and trying to get some examples, concrete examples, what concrete companies can do in these three parts. We are finished with the social part. We were concentrating about the voluntary part of internal social policy, and we have just one example, like employee benefits. There we can be more examples, but I choose just this one and say something about the concept of cafeteria. And then I was speaking about philanthropy. It is like the part of social pillar, external, and I use examples like cost-related marketing and matching fund. We are stopped with the examples of the social pillar, and now we are moving to the economy part or economy pillar or profit part of this concept, which is called triple bottom line. And I was asking if you have any examples from this, so I can give you some examples what is in this part of economy pillar. First, I put corporate governance, and we are going to spend a little bit time with this concept. Then it could be like the ethic codex. In the companies, you can find a lot of ethic statements, ethics codex. Then it could be like protection of intellectual property, how the companies deal with the patent and this type of inventions. It's relationships with investors. It's relationships with the customers, with suppliers. And it is about the quality of the product, and it is about the quality of the whole process. And in this part, I will spend a little bit time with the supply chain change management. So now we are in the economy part of this triple bottom line, and I choose, like example, corporate governance. This list, it is not like the finished list. It is just some examples what the companies can use in this concept. And if you open a lot of different books, you can find a little bit different examples. And today I also show you a little bit more different examples future in the lecture. But now we are going to spend time with corporate governance. What does it mean, this corporate governance? It is a concept in the company. If you have like the stock company, it's like Axia Selskap in Norway. You have like the managers, you have like the shareholders, and between is like the board of directors. And these three parts, we can also call it like stakeholders, these three parts should work together according some rules, according to some cooperation. It should be transparent and something like that. And what this happened between these three groups, we call it like corporate governance, how the company is governed, how does it work in the company. And why this part is the part of corporate social responsibility, and why is this part a part of economy pillar? Do you know what does it Enron and WorldCom mean? Have you ever heard something about these companies? Enron, WorldCom. These companies, Enron and WorldCom, are from United States of America. And they are some private companies, like owned a little bit by the state. The first one, it was a producer of the electricity. And the second one, it was like the telecommunication company. And these two companies starting the thinking about this corporate governance, but not in positive way. Because in these two companies, there was a lot of cheating, a lot of hiding, a lot of accounting hidings. And it was like that the managers was saying that our company is on the profit. Board of directors say, okay, we believe this, and shareholders put the money to the company. But they lie. It was not the truth. They cheating. So finally, It was like the boom, which just going down, and they find out that the company is completely without profit. It's a lot of losses. So, and these people lost everything what was inside in the company because nobody would like to buy the share in the companies. So these two companies starting the new thinking how the company should be dealing, that it should be a little bit more transparent and about the trust. And this example from United States of America came with some new law, which is called the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, SOX, from 2002. And this is for private companies. And it is about the dealing, how does it working in these three parts of the corporate governance in the company. So now there is the law, how it should be transparent, how it should be working. Not more cheating, not more accounting cheatings or something like that. But this came this example came from the private, not private, from public companies. But we are speaking here not about public companies, we are speaking about private companies. But companies take something from this concept to the concept of the private companies and call it corporate governance. How does it work between the three groups and how it is transparent inside of these three groups? So it is corporate governance. What does it mean and how is it used? Next example of economy pillar, which I choose, is supply chain management. You can find the concept in different type of literature. It is not just concerning about corporate social responsibility, because the concept is concerned about something different. But how this part deal with economy pillar and CSR, I will tell you. I think you heard this way of organization, like supply chain management. It is the way how the company dealing with all process, like from the resources, using the resources, through the suppliers, through the process in the company, through the customers, and through the finishing of the life of the product. So it is the way, it is the life of your product, how you get the resources, how who is selling these resources to you, how you deal with these resources. You need money, you need people, you need capital, and then you make some product and you are selling the product to the customers. And if the product is like a debt, what's happened with the product after that? So supply chain management is like the whole way, the whole life of your product. And how this concept deal with the corporate social responsibility and with the economy pillar? And it deals in the small parts from this. For example, if you are thinking about supply chain management and about cooperation with suppliers and according to CSR, you would like to choose suppliers which are also sustainability, which, for example, not using child work and something like that. So you are concerning about this topic in the supply chain management, for example, according to suppliers, how to choose suppliers according some criterias, not just because they sell cheap product, but also you can put some social aspect, some environmental aspects, and it is the part of CSR, how to deal with everyday operations with the suppliers. And it is also going on the customer side. Sometimes you are not selling your product just to like the finally consumer. You are selling the product, for example, to other company or, for example, to the States or something like that. And there is a lot of companies which are selling their products. They have intern like law on intern counts where they specify which customers they are able to sell. For example, it could be written, we are not going to sell our product to organization which supporting war in some piece of land in the world. For example, if you are producing the guns or these materials, you can have the list of customers which you are not going to work, not because of the money, but because of the ethical reasons and so on. So it is the part of CSR which is again involve supply chain management, how to deal with the customers and how to deal with the suppliers. And also it's the part which goes in the supply chain management, not just from the economy part, it's also from the environmental part. You are trying not to waste raw materials. You are trying not to waste energy or something like that. But if you are speaking about this economy part, it's more about the way of choosing your partner, not because just of the price, but because of the other aspects like the social and environmental things. So it is again the example of this economy pillar. Now I would like to spend very short time with the environmental part of social of triple bottom line, because Ares was speaking in his Barycraft part more about this environmental concept, about the way how the company should deal with this part. So I have again the question, and I know that in this part you are able to say, what does it mean, environmental part, very concrete in the company? What the company can do? Concrete examples. Not waste water, not waste energy, not waste resources, and so on. So you can find a lot of examples about environments which could be in this part. It's not about wasting, it's about saving, and it's about to finding the solution which is not trying to pollute and which is trying to... this part is going with these externalities, what Aris was speaking about, trying to eliminate the externalities according, for example, pollution or something like that. But I'm not going to spend the time with environment, because today we have topic like the social and economy part and the triple bottom line. But I would like to spend now a little bit more time with one concept, which is also mentioned in your book. In page 197, and it's a Global Report Initiative. Have you ever heard about this GRA concept? Maybe not. This GRA concept, this Global Report Initiative, is one international independent organization which comes with standard. And this standard they called G4, Sustainability Reporting Guidelines, and it's about reporting. Whole day today we were thinking what company can do, what they maybe can use, which type of activities. But finally, if it is like the end of these actions, you would like to perform. You would like to say what your company is doing in the CSR. And some you can use different way. You can use a web page, you can use the newspapers, you can use everything. And sometimes you can use some standards, some guidelines, which saying how you should perform, how you should say what you are doing. And this GRA, Global Reporting Initiative, prepare more than, I think it's like 100 pages about how you should report sustainability, how you should report your corporate social responsible behaving. And now I'm going to show you how this report is working. And I choose only one index which is in the report. And I choose some examples from some companies, how they deal with this index in their sustainability reports. This reporting is one of the most famous reporting according to sustainability in the world. And this GRA concept is used in huge global companies. It's more than 92% of world's largest 25 corporations reporting according to this report. So if you find the huge company, probably you find report from GRA, GRI standard, G4, Sustainable Reporting. In this report, they use this concept, triple bottom line. So they use this social part, environmental part, and the economy part. And what is the concrete in this part? You can see in this table. According to economy part, they are concerning about this four topic. According to environmental part, they are concerning about this topic. So they prepare like the table, table what we are going to see in each company. They are trying to say we would like to have like the standard which can be used in each company in the world, and then we can make the compare between the companies. But normally this concept is used only by huge companies because it's difficult to understand. You need to time to go through it. And then if you want, you could get the certification according to this. So it costs money. And according, this is like economy part, environmental part, and according to social part, they are concerning about a lot of things which happen in the companies. And they divide it in four more parts and so on. So then you finally find like four pages, indicators, what you should be concerning in your company. I'm not able to go through everything, but I choose just one. And its index is from part employment. And this index is called return to work and retention rates after parental leave by gender. So we are in the social part. We are in the internal part. And it's not like the voluntary because it is the statistic, but we are concerning about employees. And it is like the index which is trying to say you have people which are on the parental leave. It means they leave your company for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It depends on the country. And there they are coming back. And in this index, they are trying to say how much of these people is going back and how much of the people which are in your company 12 months after that staying still in your company. And what we get like the information from this index. From this index, you can get the information like how the company is, for example, prepare for employees with children. You have some differences according to states. You can have differences according to branches, according to sectors. And you can compare this index in different companies. Maybe you are asking why I choose this index. I just opened the page with the index and it was like I will just choose this one. So it was not like the decision which I should choose, but I just make the decision I will choose this one, and I'm going a little bit more deeper how does it working in this. And if you open, I put here some link where I find this specification, and if you open and read it, you find very concrete to mathematical index. Maybe you are saying, okay, we are speaking about CSR, it's nothing more what we can measure. But according to GRA, they prepare this index and trying to say, we would like to know this information according to this report. So I put these two index here, and then I was a little bit, okay, is there any example which I can use very concrete? And I trying to find. And I find the example from one Norwegian company, you probably know, Hydro, because they are using this concept of G4 sustainable reporting, and they have their report. You can see how does it look like. It's like this. This is like the report. It's like 260 pages. You can see it's not easy to read. If you would like to go through it, it's a lot of pictures, a lot of graphs, and something. And In this, I try to find the question information for my question. How they are dealing with the index which I decided to choose before. And I was trying to find the information, and I was not finding the information here. But then I open other document, which is Global Reporting Initiative, what we are working with. And here they have like the list, like the guide, where you can find this index. And I was going down and down and trying to find my index, because the number of the index was, I'm sorry, I have to go back a little bit. It was G4. What does it mean? This means just because it is like the G4 sustainable report. This LA, it's like the part of sustainability, part which is concerning about employees, and number three. This is what I just chose. And it is about this return people after the parental leave. And then I tried to find the information here in this document. So I was going down and trying to find like G4, because you can see there's like the list and where you can find the answer. So I was going down, down, down. G4, LA, I don't have yet. So it's if you are really interesting about this, it is not easy to find the information in every statement. Yeah, you can see it's more than... Yeah, it was on page 20. I put it on your slide. It was number 20. So I just go very fast. 19, 20. So we are here now. You can see down. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't see. I'm sorry. Oi. I have to close this one. No, now we are seeing nothing. No. Oh my God, why it is not working? Here is this PDF. Okay, it's here. Down here, it's our index, G4LA3. Return to work and retention rates after parental leave by gender. And there is just one sentence. In Norway, Germany, and Brazil, almost 100% return to work after parental leave. And then there is like the specification when I can find like the more information and which is the connection of this index. So I was not satisfied with this sentence, because if I'm going back to the presentation, there were index. There were like the number. There is like the percentage. So if I would like to get the answer from Hydro about this index, I'm not getting the answer. So they don't have the answer. I'm not asking why, but they don't have. So I was a little bit supposed to find other example. Is there any company which using this index? And I was trying to find more. And I was actually find more examples. So I was not satisfied with Hydro. I tried to find more examples. And the examples were there. Mm-hmm. I put all links on your presentation. So you can also check the links on your presentation. So, again, give some examples here. There are more links with examples how companies deal with this index. And I try this one. Okay. And now you can find other company, how they are dealing with this index in their statement. And now you can see a little bit more concrete the numbers. There is like the total number of employees taking parental leave, one table. The second table, total number of employees returning to work after parental leave. And then
you have these two index, returning to work rates, and the second one, retention rates of employees, and so on. But what these indexes saying? The second one was more interesting. It's like the retention rates of employees returning to work after parental leave. And it's for them, it's like 72%. It means that people which came after the parental leave to this company and staying in the company like 1 year, how many of them staying and how many they are leaving? And according to this index, it said that 72% of people staying in the company after they came back from the parental leave, and it is more than 1 year longer. So 30%, almost 30%, they are losing. This company is losing almost 30% people which came home. And if you are somebody who is interesting about the CSR, if you are interesting about employees, and if you are interesting about concept which is called work-life balance system, this concept work-life balance system is about how the company deal with the people and with their lives, with their families. And you say, okay, almost 30% of people, which small child, leaving this company after 1 year, after they came back. And then you will be more concentrating. Why? What is the reason? Is it because of the job? Is it because of they decided just by ourselves? Is this company preparing some special project which trying to interest people going back or something. So you can go a little bit more deeper and finding why this company is dealing with this index and what is about the progression of this index in some period. I can give you other example, and in the example they are also writing what they are doing with the people in parental leave. You can also see some pictures, some numbers. There you can see the index which we are speaking about, like the last number here is like 86.6. So it means that almost 90% of people staying in the company after they came back, after 1 year, they are back from the parental leave. Maybe it is also because what they are writing here. Because here on the top, they are writing that if you are like in parental leave, it means that you are not losing the connection with your company. Company is still inviting you for some seminars. They are trying to inviting you for some celebrations and something different point which you can do with the employees. So it is again the example that the company is maybe doing more because they have like this index like 86%. But, you know, it is just the question. We should make a little bit more statistic findings. How does it working? How the company is working with this type of index? But it is an example of how you can find the same data in the different companies according to using this G4 concept, because the concept is same for everybody, and how company put the information, and then you can find the different results, and then you can make the comparison. So it was just the example of one index from this GRA standard. And there we have like the next one. We can go and see what other companies. Oh, it's not working. So I have to choose. I have to check why, but not now. So go back. Go back to this. So what did we do now? I try to show you how does it working if you choose one concrete indicator which is in the list of indicators in GRA concept, which is like the sustainability, reporting, which is trying to company say what they should report in which different parts, and then it's up the company how they work with this. I also try to find more examples from Norway, not just with Hydro. I also find out that Nammo is using this GRA concept, but they don't use this GRA concept, which is like certificate, or which is like they call it like measure B. It's like that they decided to use the concept, but only their own way. There is nobody from the third part which is coming and say if the report is correct or not. And I tried to find this index in their report, and I was not able to find this. So maybe they don't measure this index in their company, or maybe they just didn't use this concept in their web page in the transparent way. Maybe they measure, maybe not. But I know that there is somebody who is using Nammo. Maybe it's you. Maybe just for me, just for my information, trying to find if they are using this index and what is the result of this index, if it is possible. But it is just because I know that you are working on the company. Okay. So, what do you know? What did we today? Today, I think we did a lot, but it was a lot of terms, a lot of information, a lot of examples. What is important for you according to your lecture or according to your subject? It is this. You should be able to give some examples from the social part of this triple bottom line, very concrete, what it could be. So it could be question. Can you give me some example of social pillar in some companies? You should be able to give some examples from the economy part of this triple bottom line. And also you should be able to give some examples from this environmental part. We are going to work with this concept a little bit more on one seminar, because one part of your obligatorisk obgave is that you should find something from the social pillar, something from the economy pillar, something from the environmental pillar, which you would like to change in your case company. So if you know your company, then you are going to find what they could do better in each of this part and choose one very concrete what the company should implement. For example, it could be like preparing or writing ethical codes. Not by you, but like the recommendation to the company. They should work on the ethical codex, for example. Or maybe they can work on some concept how to deal with the suppliers. For example, how to choose the suppliers in the supply chain management. It is also possible to use it, this concept, in your obligatorisk obgave, and we are going to use this. But what is interesting, and I hope you are going to know these terms in the future, I think this GRA, this standard, which is trying to make the sustainability reports, it's important to know, probably in huge companies, according to the concept. These terms like cafeteria system, I think it's not so often here in Norway. Maybe this concept is more often in United States or in Great Britain, but I'm not sure about this. This cost-related marketing, this term is going a little bit more with the marketing. If there is somebody who is studying marketing a little bit deep, you can use this concept. But according to CSR, I think that the concept is used a lot of. You can see a lot of examples. Also, I think there is one example from a producer of it's like the Pampers. They are producing Blair, and they are writing, if you are buying this pack, we are sending 1,000 something amount to UNICEF or something like that. So we can find this concept very more deeply. And maybe now we will a bit more concentrating for some concrete examples. And this matching fund, again, I'm not sure how often is this used here in Norway, But for example, in my country, in Czech Republic, it is very often used concept. If the company decided to support like the region, they always ask the employees, and employees put some money, and they make it like triple times or four times more. And this concept is also used that in this type, normally employees allowed to employer allowed to employees going to some non-governmental organization for one day, and they are paying them the salary, and they are working in other different project. This is also a very used project in my country. And the last was like this G4 reporting, which we was concerning about, and it is everything what is important for this day today. I'm sorry, I'm finishing a little bit before, but I was not using the presentation what I would like to use from the beginning. So the first part, I use it a little bit quick. But now there is a place for questions. Are there any questions about these examples, about the concept? I try to do it so much clear how it could be, but maybe it was a little bit more information, but I hope you will use it first in your exam, in your obligatory exam, and also in your life, I hope. No question? Okay, so thank you. And if you are interested, come in on Friday. We are going to work in the stakeholder part of your obligatory scope.